10,
verse 12.
Chapter 12, verses 10,
verse 20.
Now there was a famine in the land. So Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, I know that your Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake. When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful, and when the princess of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram, and he fed sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, and I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go. And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. One of the remarkable writings of Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard is highly influential treatise titled Fear and Trembling. In his philosophical theological work, Søren Kierkegaard attempts to understand biblical story of Abraham when God ordered him to sacrifice his son Isaac. And Kierkegaard says, I can't understand Abraham. I can only admire him. And through his book, he calls him hero, mighty knight of the faith. And one part is even titled Speech in Praise of Abraham. And indeed, we know that Abraham's name is listed in the famous speech of faithful men and women in the New Testament. He is indeed a true hero of the faith, but it doesn't mean that he never had a situation in his life when he behaved much less than a hero. It doesn't mean that he never compromised his conscience, his convictions, or even his beliefs. And about one specific dark time in his spiritual biography, we just read in chapter 12. Abram found himself in the stressful circumstances of life, and he snapped. He compromised his moral convictions, he betrayed his wife, and he wasn't faithful to his God. The goal of my sermon today is to bring recognition that stressful events that we all experience in life could push us toward compromise and toward unfaithfulness to God. And I want to encourage us to remain faithful even under stress, because our God as always remains faithful to his people. Let's start with the stress in life. Let's remember this principle. Stress in life could push you toward compromise. That's what happened to Abram. He encountered unexpected challenges in his life. We read in verse 10, there was a famine in the land. So Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. Twice, this verse repeats the word famine. And we informed that it was a severe famine. It was a disaster. Maybe drought or lack of harvest and caused people to starve and forced Abram to consider evacuation. Maybe there was some other cause, but wherever was the cause of famine, most likely Abram did not expect to find himself in that kind of stressful circumstances of life. Just at the beginning of this chapter, chapter 12, a few verses up, we saw a marvelous story of Abram's call. In verse 1 through 3, God calls Abram, and God says to Abram, "Go forth from your country, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you." And then God promised to bless Abram. He said, "I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." God called him to a distant land, and God promised him an overflow of the blessings. And now we come to verse 10, and it says there was a famine in the land. Who expects famine in Canaan? And who wants to stay and starve to death in the promised land? So Abram decides to move down to Egypt. And we don't know if he has ever been there before, but he suspects that this trip would be very, very dangerous. He's truly afraid for his life. He encountered unexpected challenges, and that scared him. He was trembling. But at that point of his life, not before God, but before uncertain future. And those challenges and that fear pushed him toward compromise. Look again at verse 11 and 12 with me. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "I know that you are a woman beautiful," and he goes on with his plan. "Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you." Look at his thinking process. "I have a pretty wife," and from what we know, it was true. And he thinks, "They will kill me because of my pretty wife." But that's a hypothetical danger. We don't know that. But Abram is not going to play a Russian roulette. He wants to make sure. And he's going to take his decision to compromise. Under any other circumstances, he would never let Sarai go. But now he's scared, he's under pressure, and suddenly Sarai, his beloved wife, becomes unimportant. He was ready to lose his wife in order to save his life. Not a very heroic solution to this hypothetical danger. And the principle we've taken from the story: stress in life could push you toward compromise, and especially if the stressful event was unexpected. Of course, none of us buy into the prosperity gospel, but sometimes we still think, maybe even subconsciously, that nothing evil should ever touch our lives because we believe in a sovereign and mighty and loving God. It could feel to us that God would never let his children to go through some trouble in life or even suffering. But the reality of life is that Christians suffer same as non-Christian people. Suffer from COVID or cancer at the same rate as unbelievers. Our risk of encountering stressful circumstances in life is the same as for anybody else. That's the reality. And today is the same as it was for ancient people, as it was for Abram. Yes, we progress technologically. We do not starve today because of the bad weather. But our iPhones, Teslas, Bitcoins are not capable of eliminating troublesome or even tragic events from our lives. We can't know what future holds, and it's hard to prepare yourself for tragedy, unemployment, or natural disaster, or sickness. It's psychologically hard. But we need to keep in mind that stress in life could push us toward compromise, because When there is stress in life, there is always a risk of compromise. We could be tempted to deal with our problems in such a way that would compromise our Christian integrity. There is a considerable risk, and the story of Abram illustrates it clearly. The second principle of the story that I want to drive your attention to is this. To compromise is never wise. It might seem like a good or even the only solution to our problem at the dark moment, but in reality, that's the route we want to take because it's a wrong turn. Even if we get some temporary benefits from it, to compromise our integrity is always wrong. It's never wise. Even if you're convinced that it will provide temporary relief. Sometimes compromise is the easy way out and can bring short gains and can provide temporary relief. That's what happened to Abram. Verse 14, he entered Egypt, and the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful, and his plan worked out. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram, verse 16, and he had everything. Sarah is crying in the harem of Pharaoh, but Abram is enjoying his life. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. It's hard to imagine that he did not care about what happened to her. It's hard to imagine he was happy with all the success, the successful execution of his plan. It's impossible to believe that after betrayal of his beloved wife and after doubting of God's promises, he was enjoying life and safety in Egypt. He could not be happy. He could not enjoy his life because his conscience wasn't clean. Apostle Paul writes in his letter to Romans concerning compromises. Romans chapter 14, he says, verse 23, whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats because his eating is not from faith. For whoever does not proceed from faith is sin. He talks about eating sacrificial meat, which is not a sinful act unless someone thinks it's sinful, but eats it anyway. Even in morally irrelevant issues, it's not good if one acts against his conscience. Whatever is not according to faith is sin. And here is Abram. He betrayed his wife. He deceived Pharaoh and a lot of people. He received financial gain from his scam. But the biggest problem, he disbelieved God and doubted his promises. To go the way of compromise was the wrong choice. It was not wise. To compromise is never wise. Even if we get temporary benefits from our compromises, Abram did, or even if we do not get disciplined for our compromise. The Bible says that the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. That's a main principle, but there is always exception. Sometimes God forgives our compromises and chooses not to discipline us. And when it happens, there is a danger. There is a danger that we're going to repeat our compromises. That's precisely what happened to Abram. Time passed and he found himself in similar circumstances as Genesis chapter 20. And he betrayed his wife again. When we do not get disciplined for our wrongdoings, it's like receiving a warning instead of a ticket. We have a lot more potential in a negative sense to commit same crime again and again. I wonder if God would send plagues not to Pharaoh but to Abram, would he dare to give away his wife again? Probably not. But Abram never gets disciplined in the story. In this incident, Pharaoh, the king of Gerar, gets in trouble. And soon we will find why. Why he never got disciplined. Let's read the conclusion of this story. Verse 17. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister, so that I took you for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take you and go. And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. The Lord intervenes, and he punishes the Pharaoh and his household. And the deception of Abram uncovers. And the three consecutive questions to Abram drive the emotional highness of the situation. Pharaoh is upset. He is highly disappointed and astonished by the immoral act and dishonesty of Abram. And he provides even a convoy to make sure that this couple would be escorted out of his land. What did Abram say in his defense? Did he talk to Sarai on his way out? Did he try to justify his compromise? We don't know. But we could make a good sense, good guess. He felt shame. On his way out of Egypt, he felt shame, shame, shame. So far from this story, we gain two essential principles. The stress in life could push you toward compromise. And compromise is never a wise decision. Even if we get temporary benefits from our compromise, or even if we're not going to get disciplined for our compromise. But the main message, continue to strive to be faithful to God despite all your compromises. Because God never compromises His principles or His promises. God always stays faithful because faithfulness is an essential part of who He is, His character. Many places in Scripture praise faithfulness of God. For instance, it is written in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And Psalm 119 says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. The message that was conveyed through the story of Abram giving away his wife to save his life for the original audience was a positive one. It was a positive message. Think about Moses, the author of Genesis. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he included this account of Abram's compromise in his narrative, not just as a negative example or moral lesson to motivate people to be more faithful. No, he placed this episode in a story to show that even great patriarch like Abraham had compromised his moral ethics a few times. But God remained faithful to him. That's why there was no punishment in the storyline. And there was no discipline in the story's plot. This story is not a warning. This story is encouragement to continue to trust God despite your compromises. Continue to strive to be faithful even if you did something terribly wrong. Our unfaithfulness does not cancel God's faithfulness. Think about it. Moses wrote this book sometimes during 40 years of wandering in the desert. When his people could wonder if there is any more hope left for them, they compromised their spiritual credit history. Nation was already compromised. They already had the golden calf experience when Moses went up to the mountain and got back and they were worshipping an idol. Besides idol worship, they constantly complained against Moses and against God when they experienced any kind of difficulties in the desert. And when they came to the border of Canaan, they refused to go in and take it because they were scared for their lives. Grumbling, belief, fear, disobedience. They needed to hear a message of hope. they needed to hear a message of hope. And the story of Abraham was designed to resonate with their own experiences. There are many similarities if we compare those stories. Abram went to Egypt because of famine in the land. Jacob and his sons went to Egypt because of famine in the land. Pharaoh was putting a redemptive plan of God in jeopardy by taking Abram's wife. And 400 years later, another Pharaoh was putting a redemptive plan of God in jeopardy by killing the male descendants of Abram. God intervened and punished the first Pharaoh with great plagues, and God intervened again and afflicted another Pharaoh with greater plagues again. Abram was forced out of Egypt with all he received from Egyptians, and Israel was forced out of Egypt with all they received from Egyptians. God remained faithful to Abram despite his compromises, and he will remain faithful to his descendants despite their compromises. That's a message of hope. They needed to continue to strive to be faithful despite all they did wrong. And the same message about God's faithfulness carries over to us, to the contemporary audience. Because we all compromise in one way or another during our Christian journey. And we know that compromises are never wise. But we still do make those compromises. And we repent by God's grace. And we regret. But we should never get desperate. Because as the narrative of Abram's compromise resonated with the story of Israel, it also resonates with our own experience. There is a remarkable connection made in the Gospel of Luke between Israel and the church. We can find it in the story of the Lord's Transfiguration, Luke chapter 9, verse 29. When Jesus was praying, appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. The word departure in original Greek is the word exodus. And this term immediately sends us back and connects us to the story of liberation of God's people from slavery. The exodus of Israel from Egypt that was led by Moses foreshadowed the greater liberation through the death and resurrection of Christ. Christ led his people out from the slavery to death, sin, and Satan. In Christ, promises of God that were made to Abraham a long time ago came true, despite his compromises, despite the compromises of his descendants. God remained faithful. And I don't want to come across today saying compromises are okay, don't worry about them, God is faithful, go ahead and do those compromises, do those sins. No. That's not the message. The message is, sometimes pressure in life could push us toward compromise. And we know and we understand that compromise is never wise, but we still do those compromises, and we repent and we regret, but we should never get desperate. We should continue to strive to exercise our faith in Christ and live for His glory. And it's true. Abram is a true hero of the faith. But he did not live a sinless life. There is only one person who lived a sinless life and who never compromised. Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage us to remain faithful even under stress. Be faithful people of God. Let's continue to strive to be faithful. And let's look on Him. Let's admire Him. Let's praise Him who never compromised and who shed for compromises of Abram and all the rest of the compromises, His precious blood. Amen.
Amen. Let's
pray. Our God, we thank You for a great love. Because of Your love, because of Your faithfulness, we not perish. Your compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. We pray You pray. Amen.